T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, as the country has begun to run scared behind measles outbreaks all over the area, including in our area, those who are most vulnerable are those who have not been vaccinated. Well, State Senator Judy Schwenk of Berks County has a proposed piece of legislation that could make it a little more challenging to use one of the exemptions. Good afternoon, Senator Schwenk.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you. And now, am I summarizing that well?
I think so. Senate Bill 626, what it will do is, one, require a uniform application or form created by the Pennsylvania Department of Health that a parent must have filled out in order to seek an exemption from getting their child vaccinated. And in order to get that signed, it has to be signed by a physician, a nurse practitioner, or a medical professional who has explained to that parent both the pros and cons of getting their children vaccinated. It doesn't eliminate the exemptions.
Uh-huh.
If a parent still wants not to vaccinate their kids, that is still their right.
So how does that differ from the law as it exists today?
Well, right now, in some school districts, you don't even have to submit a signed paper, a note, to say that you want your child to be admitted to school without a vaccination. And furthermore, it exposes parents at least to a minimum of information so that if they're going to make that decision, which not only impacts their children, but other children as well, that at least they've heard the facts and that they understand some of the risks that they're taking by not vaccinating their kids.
So this is one of those conversations where you want to assume that a parent or a guardian making that decision does have all the medical information they need to make that decision, but I'm guessing that's not always the case.
You know, I believe parents want to make the very right decisions for their kids. I think most parents do. And the information that they may have may not necessarily be the most accurate. But, you know, depending upon, you know, their beliefs, their understanding of that information, they believe that. And I think we have to respect the fact that parents do have the right to make that decision for their kids. But the state also has an obligation to protect public health. So by doing this, we at least expose parents to that information, which is deemed credible by the Department of Health, medical experts, and they then can make the decision that they're going to make.
Indeed. Now, did you decide to craft this legislation because of what we're seeing happening across the country, including here in Pittsburgh with the measles?
Yes, very much so. I have a great interest in public health and definitely looking at the situation with the mumps, for example, at Temple University,
right,
among the university students, as well as the outbreak of measles in different pockets of the country. Fortunately, Pennsylvania has a pretty good record in terms of, you know, vaccinations. But people are requesting more and more exemptions. People have a great mistrust sometimes of, you know, medical advice,
mm-hmm,
or they may not trust the vaccine as being safe. And I get that. I understand that. But the point always has to go back to that vaccination works by getting as many people vaccinated as you can. So we've really got to try to convince parents, if we can, to vaccinate their children so everybody is kept safer.
So you announced, you had a press conference earlier today. You were surrounded by folks from the medical community. What happens now in terms of the proposed vaccination legislation? What happens next?
Well, the legislation has been referred to the Education Committee because this is actually a change to the public school code in Pennsylvania. So I'm going to be appealing to the chairs of that committee to consider that bill so that we can get it moving. And by the way, Representative Dan Frankel from Squirrel Hill has a similar bill as well. So whether one bill moves or the other, I think this is a would be beneficial to public health in the Commonwealth.
Indeed. Well, it's one we're going to watch. And State Senator Judy Schwenk from Berks County, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Lynn, very much.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, it's interesting, this whole thing with the measles and the scattered cases and having them here in Pittsburgh. It has, at the very least, renewed the conversation about vaccinations. Nothing bad ever happens from a conversation. And sometimes you just got to get the information out there so that people know what you're talking about, why it's important, why they need to care. So, you know, regardless of how you feel, I don't know. This legislation, to me, on the surface, makes sense. I'm not sure it goes far enough.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.